Our games are everywhere. Some of them are big and some are small, and certainly some are rigged, which is what I'd always thought about the one that challenges you to operate by means of a lever, a mechanical claw that lurches around in a plastic booth and looks as if it might descend, pick up a colorful stuffed animal, and drop it into a chute from which it would slide into your hands. These arcade-type games are not limited to arcades, and the other day I encountered one next to the cashier's counter at a restaurant on an interstate highway in Maine. It seemed a cruel thing, because any poor clown taking his family into the place for bad food served indolently would have to walk his kids past this game at least twice, and all of them were sure to want to operate the claw, which is what the little blonde girl, maybe 2½, wanted while I was standing nearby. Okay, her father said, and my spirit sank. Now would come failure. Certainly the father and daughter would be able to maneuver the claw into the vicinity of the animal the little girl wanted, a bright yellow dog, as it turned out, and just as certainly the claw would let slip the dog before it could be coaxed over to the spot above the chute that would have delivered it into the little girl's hands. As father and daughter pushed and pulled the lever, father trying heroically to guide without taking charge, I looked at the cashier. Her eyes were sad. She knew what was coming. I should have a box of stuffed animals behind the counter so I can give something to the kids, she said. They never win. Doggy, said the little blonde girl. Hold on, said her father. But I never remember to pick up the stuffed animals, said the cashier. Daddy, shouted the little girl. You got it, said her father. And then again, because I don't think he could believe it either, you got it. As if operating according to some impossibly humane impulse, impossible for a mechanical claw, certainly, the machine had dropped the yellow stuffed dog into the chute, down which, smiling eternally, it slid. The little girl and her father caught the dog together before it could hit the floor. "Go show Mommy," the dad said. "Mommy!" shrieked the child, racing back into the restaurant. The father looked astonished, but no more astonished than the cashier. To no one in particular, she said, "That was good." It's 19 minutes past the hour. If you're a pro basketball fan, what you want to do is you want to get your Christmas out of the way early, by noon at the latest, because at noon on Christmas Day, Chicago plays New York. It's Boston at Orlando at 2:30 Eastern and Miami at the Lakers at 5, neither of which you can miss for reasons that, if I have to explain them, you're probably not going to understand. Then you got Denver at Oklahoma City at 8, Portland at Golden State at 10:30. You watch them, God bless them, every one. So instead of Christmas dinner, you might want to be thinking Christmas breakfast, and then a second cup of coffee if there's time, and then turn on the games.